Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
This has been a transformational year for Stobart. We are transitioning from a legacy business that has funded dividends from asset sales to one that will be focused on generating sustainable operating cash. We're beginning to see the impact of the changes in our results. Revenues up 39%. Underlying EBITDA from aviation and energy is up a third. This follows a 33% increase in passenger numbers at London Southend Airport to 1.5 million and a 51% increase in tonnes supplied by Stobart Energy to 1.3 million. There's been excellent progress in the aviation division. At London Southend Airport, passenger numbers are up by a third. EasyJet flew circa 1 million passengers at London Southend Airport in 2018. Ryanair and Loganair commenced flights this year. Stobart Aviation Services won new contracts, including Loganair. And Stobart Jet Centre has a new managing director, Fiona Langton. And we became the operator of Durham Tees Valley Airport. And of course, we all look forward to the start of flights from Carlisle Lake District Airport for the first time in 25 years. Things are progressing very well with Stobart Energy. During the year, the division delivered a 51% increase in volume of renewable energy fuel it supplies to 1.3 million tonnes. On the 24th of October last year, Stobart Energy reached a key milestone when all the biomass plants it supplies, other than one, were running at operational capacity. Stobart Energy achieved an annual run rate at year-end of 1.7 million tonnes. The great thing is the division is reporting in excess of £14 EBITDA per tonne, ahead of our strategic target. These achievements have been made in challenging circumstances with plants delayed in their commissioning. This in turn has put pressure on the supply chain, and I'd like to thank the team for working together to deliver for our customers. The full-year results for Rail and Civils are down. This follows our decision to review legacy contracts and downgrade the reported performance. We have put in place a new five-year plan and strengthened the management team. The intention is to focus on securing more external contracts. The team is making good progress and had a strong start to 2019. New contracts include Nexus, Arriva Rail North and Southall Racecourse. The ingredients are all in place for success. We have strong partnerships with airlines, biomass plants and tier one contractors. Importantly, we have the right people to do this through the board, the executive management team and across our divisions. Therefore, we are well placed to progress our plan and deliver growth that benefits our people, our shareholders and all of our stakeholders.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.